Golfers at a course in Fairbanks regularly encounter methane bubbles. People poke them with tees and light them on fire. Those bubbles recently piqued the interest of a researcher who usually looks for methane bubbles in lakes and wetlands. She says methane formation on land could be a new frontier for science. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Ravenna Koenig has the story.
In many respects, the North Star Golf Club looks like any other golf course. Emerald grass dotted with ponds, idyllic forest on all sides, a flock of bothersome geese. But it's full of dips and swells, like a pond frozen mid-ripple. That's not by design, according to Roger Evans, the owner.
25 years ago, this was all a disced field that was all smooth.
Really?
So this is all permafrost action.
Evans is out on his golf course this morning in big boots, squelching through the waterlogged grass to help scientist Katie Walter Anthony and her two assistants find some methane bubbles. Walter Anthony has been studying methane bubbles in Alaska and Russia for almost 20 years. She says that the reason methane is being produced beneath this turf likely has to do with the permafrost thaw Evans described. That thaw triggers the breakdown of organic matter that has accumulated beneath the soil over thousands of years.
It's like opening the freezer door, making it accessible to microbes that decompose it and turn it from organic carbon in the soil organic matter back into greenhouse gases.
Often the greenhouse gas released is carbon dioxide, but when the decomposition happens in an environment without a lot of oxygen, it can produce methane too. The most obvious place for scientists to look for that kind of methane is in lakes and wetlands, because standing water makes it hard for oxygen to get into the soil. That's where Walter Anthony usually does her research.
To see and to hear about methane bubbles under grass in a golf course lawn is very different than the type of environment we're normally sampling methane in.
This golf course is not exactly a wetland, but after 4 inches of rain in August, it is pretty soggy. And Evan says that the methane bubbles usually appear during the wet seasons, spring and fall. Walter Anthony thinks rainwater may be pooling above a layer of impermeable permafrost, creating the conditions for methane production. After about 20 minutes of searching, we finally find what we're looking for.
Oh, here's one.
Oh!
Ah!
Okay.
Great.
The bubble is sort of flat. Not like the bigger ones that Evans has described as beach balls that bulge up out of the ground. But when you tap the ground with your foot, you can definitely tell that it's not normal grass. It wobbles like jello, or as Walter Anthony's colleague Philip Honka puts it.
It's kind of like an air mattress.
Kind of, yeah, or a waterbed.
Using a syringe and a sawed-off plastic bottle, Walter Anthony collects several vials of methane gas.
And pull, and that should...
Beautiful.
Cool. She'll use those samples to confirm that the methane really does come from thawed organic matter in the permafrost. She's pretty sure it does, based on the obvious permafrost thaw all around us. But why is the methane forming bubbles? Walter Anthony cuts up a square of the soil.
Well, probably this is probably that little silt layer right there. I know.
Walter Anthony hypothesizes that the density and fineness of the silt, combined with the layer of grass, could make it hard for the methane to escape. All the traffic the golf course gets could be part of it too, compressing the top layer to make it even more dense. That's all interesting to Walter Anthony, but what she's really curious about is if this phenomenon is happening elsewhere on land.
It's an area that I and some other colleagues have started thinking about. Can you get methane forming in terrestrial environments? But it's a very new area of science.
It's a new area of science because grasslands and boreal forests are thought of as places where greenhouse gases are absorbed, not released. But as permafrost thaw increases in the interior, releasing more trapped carbon, Walter Anthony wonders if that's changing. That would be really important for scientists to document and build into climate models, since potential emissions from the ground could contribute to global warming. Walter Anthony says that none of this is definitive yet, but that's why it merits further study. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Ravenna Koenig in Fairbanks.